Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель, благодарю всю рабочую группу экспертов по лицам африканского происхождения за напряженную работу в течение всей этой недели, и в частности представителей гражданского общества, которые проделали такой путь, чтобы выступить здесь. Южная Африка приветствует обсуждение, открытое и откровенное обсуждение, которое состоялось в течение этой недели, и мы высоко ценим те рекомендации, которые вы сделали сегодня, они очень по делу, и надеюсь, в сентябре, когда будет готово следующее редакция декларации появится, мы еще раз будем рассматривать ее в Совете по правам человека, мы, наверное, сможем ее операционализировать. К сожалению, время перевода вышло. И мы благодарим вас за внимание.
In the resolution, which is never an easy task in September to do. Colleagues, South Africa, as you know, is extremely supportive, as you saw yesterday during that Memories of Durban, of the working group and its work. And we will do our best in the next session to also renew the mandate of this working group. The original resolution that created the permanent forum of people of African descent also stated clearly that the working group of people of African descent should guide the permanent forum by giving them issues or topics to maybe to discuss and take out to the civil society across the world, since they have a very large footprint. And as such, at the end of the month, the permanent forum will be meeting in New York. And for those of you who were here at the in December when the first session was held, for us it is imperative that as many civil society who are supportive of the Durban process and the DDPA are there in New York to ensure that the gains that were made here in December are protected in New York from those who are trying to undermine the DDPA and push it to the background. I trust that that will be done, and I look forward to continue working with the group and civil society in this manner.